Welcome to the Global Business Women's Pod, hosted by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. I am Susan Dyson and extremely excited to be your podcast host. In my day job, I am proud to be the CEO, president, and founder of the Chamber. Every Thursday at 6 p.m., we will bring you inspiring stories of women who are leading in the advancement of women and girls. We will take you with us to our premier events. You will meet entrepreneurs, executives, and philanthropists who will empower and inspire you to succeed. So please mark your calendars and join us for the Empowering Global Business Women's Pod, Thursday at 6 p.m. We are so excited to welcome Robin Traylor with Next Level Medical. She is an amazing woman, and I know that you will love hearing all of her thoughts and inspiration, and I know that you will be empowered by her words. So, Robin, please share with us a little bit more about yourself.
Thank you, first of all, Susan and the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce for having me today. I am a Texan. I'm a Houstonian. I was born and raised right here in Houston in the Women's Hospital, and I went to college at Prairie View A&M University and then did medical school in San Antonio at the University of Texas Health Science Center there. And so, I'm a physician, I'm a family doctor, and now I'm chief medical officer at Next Level Urgent Care here in Houston. We are actually expanding our services here from urgent care. Most Houstonians know us as an urgent care, but now we're Next Level Medical, and we have developed a clinical research division, and we have some primary care opportunities for employers in the community. And still, of course, we're leading with urgent care here. So I wear many hats. I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a daughter and a sister. It's a big question, but that's the elevator pitch in a nutshell. That's who Robin Traylor is.
Looking back at your career, what would you do differently, if anything, Robin?
Looking back at my career, honestly, I would do absolutely nothing different. My successes and failures landed me in this chair, so I'm grateful for every lesson, easy and tough, great and small, that my career has taught me. Along the way, I've learned the value of building teams with varying perspectives and of how to overcome challenges in new and unique ways, and how in doing so, even when we're different, we're made professionally and creatively richer for those differences. I've learned the incredible value of positive thought, imagination, goal setting, and deadlines. I've also learned the consequences of failing to be more involved in leadership and of just letting life happen to me. And so now I seek more opportunities to lend my ideas and expertise to solve big problems and really create career wins for myself and a work environment that I want. So I offer my lessons to my daughters and anyone maturing professionally in an effort to help them on their journey.
I know I have heard before that you have many people that have influenced you in life, but did you have a particular person that really did influence your career choice? And also was, I know your mom and dad have played a big role in your life and in your career. And was it your mom or your dad that really influenced you the most?
In my career, I have had so many mentors, and there have been so many instrumental people in my life, really too many to count. And I've been able to model the behaviors and the careers of so many people so that I will experience success for myself. My very loving parents, Ronald and Ruth Kennedy Franklin, were my first mentors. I'm blessed to have parents with similar humble East Texas beginnings. They both grew up in rural places, and they both come from families who really valued education. Both of my parents are HBCU grads. My father went to TSU. My mother went to Prairie View A&M University. And they were both encouraged by family members who had also gone to HBCUs. Both of my parents have master's level education. So, of course, for my sister and I, nothing less than a doctorate would do. And, honestly, having them give us that kind of motivation and encouragement is what got us to where we are. And I would be nothing without my parents. I'm so grateful for their leadership and their mentorship in my life. Without a doubt, my mother is the single greatest influence and example of professionalism I've ever seen. She's really unbelievable. Whether serving as chief nursing officer at Harris County Hospital District or president of many women's groups in the community here in Houston, my mother always had just superhuman energy and an incredible work ethic. And I remember at the peak of her career, there were many nights that she would come home after a full day of work. She would bundle my sister and I up and cart us off to various community practices and events and engagements. And so I'm just in awe of her and what she did. And anytime I think about complaining or quitting, I just remember that she did the work before I did. And because she was able to persevere, so can I. Growing up in medicine as an adult, I've benefited from the wisdom of more senior physicians, women and men, who genuinely wanted to see me succeed. But thank God for good nurses and support staff who know how to grow good doctors. I have benefited from their wisdom and am really grateful that I was able to connect with those wonderful people. There are too many names to call, too many people to count, but I have benefited from all of those lessons. I also had the benefit of being surrounded by a community of leaders with similar stories. Therefore, I knew that with strong faith in God and with fierce determination that professionally, I could go as far as my imagination could take me. Both of my parents worked in healthcare. They spent 30 plus years at Harris County Hospital District. So their network of contacts were eager to support and tolerate a young Robin in hospitals and clinics. My uncle is a physician, and he gave as much support and love to me as he could. I would shadow him sometimes in hospitals, and the pastor of my church right here in Houston was Dr. Reuben Monmouth. He was a prominent pediatrician, and he deposited as much goodness as he could into the people, especially the children in our church. And I have really been influenced by those amazing men. My mother has a fantastic friend base who I affectionately know as aunts, and those incredible women served as motivation in my career. I'm truly grateful to have had all that support and hope that my story will help to lift and support others while they're on their journey.
What wonderful, heartfelt message. But, you know, while we're talking about people that have influenced you, I know we both know and love Juliette Breese. And I would like for you to talk just a little bit because, you know, we're seeing such a change in the workplace. I know, obviously, I'm a baby boomer. And now with millennials and Gen Z coming up the pike, I know that they're in a different place than I was when I started my career. So just share a little bit about how an employer or a colleague, you know, can really support you too as well.
I met Dr. Juliette Breese in 2013 when Next Level was just getting started. And honestly, there's not enough good that I can say about Dr. Breese. She is a wonderful and smart doctor who's fiercely committed to patient care and access to health care for all people. But she's also a brilliant business person. And so when I met her the first time, I really didn't know where Next Level would go, but I think she had an idea way back then of how much we would grow and what she really wanted to achieve for patients and for healthcare, not just here in Houston, but you know, beyond our region. And so I have been so lucky just to work with her and watch her lead this company and grow this company. Juliette has an incredible talent for building teams. She loves finding people with different ideas and hearing different things. And certainly at this stage of my career, she's one of the biggest influences. I am in awe of her and really, you know, hope to see her continue to thrive in the healthcare space. And it has been wonderful watching her lead the Next Level team.
Leads us into the next question. You know, I know it's so important to support community organizations, and I know y'all have been instrumental in the success of the Greater Houston Women's Chamber, and I can't thank you enough for that. But why do you feel that it's important for women and men both to volunteer in the community, and how has it really helped you?
Volunteerism is vital to the strength and to the bonds that are inside of a community. And I believe firmly that our human existence is made better when we serve others. Most people who donate time, muscle, and intellect to a cause feel morally strengthened and happier because of those experiences. Simply put, volunteering makes us feel good. At Next Level, we've partnered with incredible organizations like the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce and Junior Achievement and Jones Futures Academy. Spending time with tomorrow's leaders to offer my story and experiences has been incredibly rewarding. It's always a goal of mine to inspire and encourage girls to consider pursuing a career in medicine. We've all heard it said that if you can see it, you can be it. And I hope that my volunteer work might inspire young girls and women toward leadership.
I know that you've given a lot of advice to your daughter about entering the workforce, but can you share a little bit about what you would advise a woman of any age who is entering or re-entering the workforce?
My advice to any woman entering or re-entering the workforce is to work with enthusiasm and commit to doing great work every single day. Excellence starts with the decision to be the best, and your positive intention for the work creates an atmosphere for success inside yourself. I would also advise women and any men who are re-entering the workforce or who are just getting started in their careers to offer your thoughts and ideas to your teams for ways to improve processes at your workplace. You can lead right where you are. You do not have to have a manager title to lead. In fact, at Next Level, we have many fantastic team members who are committed to quality and who are committed to performance improvement. And so they speak up and they offer their ideas, and we will use those ideas to quickly make changes in our processes so that patients have a better visit experience. We use those building sessions to serve our patients. And hopefully when patients experience our care, they'll think to themselves, wow, that was really fantastic. That's the goal.
Talking or expanding on that, I know how important it is for us to think about what our legacy will be or how people are going to remember us. And sometimes we don't start thinking about that till you're my age, you know, and a grandmother thinking about, well, how you want your grandchildren to remember you. But we really need to be, all of us, thinking about what is our legacy going to be. And we'd love to hear what you would like your legacy to be, Robin.
I spend a lot of time thinking about my legacy, and I want to be remembered for being a good doctor and a good human. As Chief Medical Officer of Acute Care Services and as Quality Officer and as a leader at the Clinical Research Division of our company, my team and I are constantly thinking of ways to make patient access easier, improve the visit experience, but also of what we can do to advance science to make cures to prominent diseases more available to people. Essentially, we put patients first. And I also hope that people will remember that my goal as a leader has been to help people believe in themselves and believe in possibilities that they could not dream of. My greatest legacy will be my family. My husband, Omari, is my biggest cheerleader, and I am so blessed to have him. Our daughters are our reason for everything. And they serve as our little muses, as our motivation for doing the work every day. And so, honestly, the best part of my life and what I hope my legacy will be is my family. And when I'm gone, I hope that my family will continue forever in love.
That's great. Well, and two, we always want to hear about the next generation. So please share a little bit. And I'm just fascinated, you know, even when I look at my family, my brother, and how different we are. We grew up with the same parents in the same environment, but we're so different. And obviously, that's male and female, but you have two daughters. So share with us what attributes each of them have and what fields you think they may be going into.
I think about the future of my daughters every second of every day. I love them fiercely and do all that I can to be the best mother that I can to those girls the way that my parents were for my sister and I. My daughters have the same benefits that I did. They have loving parents and they're surrounded by love. Their aunt, my sister, Dr. Rosalind Douglas, is a clinical psychologist here in Houston. And so we deposit as much good and support and motivation into our girls as we can. I don't know where life is going to take them. My 14-year-old daughter is a freshman in high school right now and just doing an amazing job. She's a swimmer. She's an artist. She's a math whiz. And so she has so many options for herself. Of course, I always tell her, you'd make a great doctor. You would be an incredible doctor. She's so thoughtful and giving and caring. But we'll see where her life takes her. My younger daughter is 11. She just turned 11 in the fifth grade. And so she's going to make that big leap to middle school next year. And I am preparing my heart for that transition. She is the kindest child I've ever met and really is just so creative. She's an excellent athlete, and she is fiercely committed to her studies. And I just love her so much. And so I could see my daughters being, you know, prima ballerinas or president of the United States or Supreme Court justice or fantastic high school teachers, whatever they choose for themselves. I hope that they love it. I hope that they truly love their work and that they find something that they can be passionate about and excited about, and that they too, like their grandmother and like their mother, will commit themselves to being the best at whatever that is.
I know you touched just a little bit on your husband, you know, and I know we all know this, that it means a lot who's beside you in life. And when you're choosing that person to share your life with you, what really stood out when you met your husband, and what has evolved since then that you really do appreciate in him?
My husband is certainly my best friend. He and I connected 20 years ago. We met in a park in San Antonio during the fiesta, and I had just finished my first year of medical school. And of course, when I looked at him, I thought, this guy is really beautiful. He's just a handsome man. But we developed a stronger bond because he's so funny and he's so supportive and really very, very smart. My husband is the biggest feminist you'll ever meet. He has always pushed me to pursue whatever I wanted. And he has supported me in those times when I felt weak or when I needed his strength. And so I am so fortunate to call Omari Traylor my husband. And I am so excited about the life that we will continue to build together. Every time I look at our daughters, I think, wow, you know, look what God did when he brought us together and he created our little miracles. And I am so glad to have him as my life partner. And I hope that, you know, as the years continue to go on, that we'll share so many more laughs and great experiences together.
That's great. We love to hear those stories. So just, we would love for you to share something that's not in your bio or something that we probably wouldn't know just in knowing you peripherally, you know, if we came to Next Level and met you. Is there anything that would surprise us?
I'm not sure if anyone would be surprised about my reputation when they visit Next Level Urgent Care. I do try to live authentically. So the Robin you see in the community, who you see at Next Level, is basically the same woman. I am known for greeting my team members with a big howdy. And it's only funny because it's you know, it's Texas. Occasionally you hear howdy, but you certainly don't hear it all the time every day. Sometimes I get asked if I attended Texas A&M University, and I did not. I attended Prairie View A&M, but in my family, we say how do, which is a less formal howdy. And so I just changed my speech to say howdy here at Next Level. That's just a funny, fun fact about me.
There are so many adjectives that describe Robin Traylor, but I think we all in our heart have one special adjective that we really do relate to. Or if you had one word that you could best describe Robin Traylor, what would that be, Robin?
One adjective that might describe me is resilient. Among the lessons that I've learned, I think one of the most important lessons is that the strong among us understand how to really appreciate the good times, but they also know how to withstand tough professional moments and those stagnant plateau periods in between the highs. In fact, I think some of us recognize that all that change can happen in one day. But the key to developing resilience on life's journey is knowing who you are and not letting other people define you. Adaptability and a sense of humor help. But if we all start with the commitment to being excellent, even when you discover you're wrong, you thank life for the lesson, you move on, and you try to be better next time.
Gosh, what a wonderful insight to Robin Traylor. Thank you so much for being with us today, Robin. It's amazing, and we hope to invite you back. I understand that y'all are opening clinics in other cities now. So will you be traveling, or can we? I'm hoping that you're going to continue to be here in Houston.
Susan, I want to first start by saying thank you so much for talking to me today. It's been an honor. Yes, Next Level is expanding beyond the greater Houston area. We'll be opening 20 clinics this year between Austin and San Antonio and kind of outside of Houston. And so I do plan to do some traveling, but Houston will always be my home base. I really hope to see you very soon.
Thank you for watching the Global Business Women's Pod, brought to you by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. We cannot wait to see you next Thursday at 6 p.m. And remember, you can always find us at ghwcc.org.